Well, this morning I would like to talk to you about giving. And believe it or not, this particular month is the month of giving. In a few days, we're going to have what's called National Giving Day. I don't know if you know that that's something that is a thing or not, but it is. And on National Giving Day, it's an opportunity for us to give above and beyond what we might normally give to charities and institutions that are in need, and certainly we ought to think about giving to the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul wrote these words. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now, Paul was taking up a collection for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem, he tells us in the book of Romans. And he was visiting various churches to gather these funds. But as we look at this particular example of giving, we also note that there is a principle involved. That God wants us to give, and He wants us to be active, and He wants us to support the work of the local congregation, whatever that might be. The example then that Paul gives here in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2 serves as a pattern for the worship of the church today. You see, the church has all kinds of works that she needs to accomplish. Works that the Lord has given her to do. And this work requires some amount of finances today, just as it required some amount of finances back in Paul's day and time. And these finances come from individuals who are freely giving of their own earnings that they make each and every week. As we think about giving this morning, we're also thinking about worship, because giving is one of the aspects of worship that we participate in when we come together on Sunday to worship God, on the first day of the week, to worship God. Giving praises God and glorifies Him for all the things that He has given to us. Giving is a simple action, and it is something that is easy to do, but it's usually the attitudes that we have a difficulty with when it comes to giving. And so as we think about the attitude in giving this morning, I would like for us to consider some principles in giving. What is our attitude when we give to God? How can we help that attitude and thereby help our giving as well? And so this morning I'd like to set forth three principles that will help us to better understand our giving. And specifically when we give, that we are worshiping God. First of all, there is the principle of grace, and that is that God gives to His creation. Second, there is the principle of gratitude. We should be thankful when we give. And third, there is the principle of generosity, and that is that we must first give of ourselves. Well, let's look at the principle of grace, first of all. God gives to His creation. You know, God is the greatest giver, and we can't outgive God. God gives to the unjust. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, Jesus said that you should act in a certain way, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And so the sunshine and the rain, that all comes from God. God gives that to everyone, simply by His grace. God even gives to those who are ignorant of the fact that He is giving to them. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 17, there Paul was talking to a group of pagan worshipers who were ignorant of the one true God, and he said to them, "Nevertheless, God left not Himself without witness in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And so in talking about God's giving, first of all, we note that God gives graciously and bountifully, even to those who do not acknowledge Him. And of course, God gave the gift of His only begotten Son, even to His enemies. Romans 5 and verse 10 says, "For if, when we were enemies, We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And so God even gives to His enemies. He is gracious, and He gives whether we want Him to give or not. But God always gives us more than we can give to Him. And here's another aspect of grace in regard to God's giving. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8, Paul writes, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work." Now think about what Paul just said there. That in His grace, He gives us all good things so that we can be sufficient, all sufficient, in every good work that we do. You see, He provides the means whereby that enables us to go out and to do the good things that we do. And so, as we recognize God's grace, He makes us to abound unto every good work. In Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10, there we read this: "Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." So as we give to God, He graciously gives to us as well. And more than we would ever think that He would give, and more than we could ever give to Him. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 17, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God," now listen to this last part, "who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." God gives us everything, and He gives it to us richly, that is, abundantly, in an overflowing manner, so that we may enjoy these things. And so He always gives us more than we can give to Him. But He gives because He loves us. And that's the attitude that God has as He is giving to us. As our Heavenly Father, He desires to give His children good things. In Matthew chapter 7 and verses 9 through 11, Jesus says, "Or what man is there of you whom, if he ask his son bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them who ask Him?" And so God loves to give, and God gives to love. And that's something that we need to think about as well. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. And John again writes in 1 John 4 and verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins." If there were no other reason to give than God's grace, this reason alone should well up within our hearts and spring forth unto the most abundant giving that we could possibly undertake. But there is more. There is more. So God's grace, a wonderful principle to consider as we think about our attitude in giving. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. Yes, God is the greatest giver. And the principle of grace is the first thing that we need to think about when we give. But then secondly, there's the principle of gratitude. That is, we should give from a thankful heart. Gratitude toward God is just part of the Christian life. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks. We need to have, as the saying goes, an attitude of gratitude if we're going to give like God wants us to give. Listen to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks when? Always. For what? For all things as we live each day in God and Christ. When giving, we should certainly have gratitude within our hearts. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 9 and verses 11 and 12, he said this to a church who was struggling with the attitudes that they were supposed to have in giving. And he said this, "Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supplies the want or the lack of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God." Now, what was he saying in this verse? He was saying this, that when we give, and we give like we should give with the right attitude, it causes thanksgivings to abound. And thankfulness, that is, gratitude, is something that will in turn roll back upon itself and cause us to be more spiritual, cause us to be more spiritually minded, improve our attitude and our relationship with others, and then improve our attitude in giving as well. And so thankfulness is very important in giving, is what the Apostle Paul is saying here. You see, gratitude is the foundation for cheerful giving. Because if we give as God wants us to give, we're going to be happy about it. And it's going to be something that we enjoy doing. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7, "Every man is to give, that is, according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Well, cheerful giving begins with gratitude. If we can't be thankful to God for what we have, for who we are in Christ, if we can't be thankful to God for our giving and the opportunities that giving is going to use to do God's work, then we're not going to give as God wants us to give. One of the ways to show our gratitude is certainly through our contribution to God. In 1 Chronicles 29, in verses 13 and 14, David, we find the story of David gathering together all the materials for the building of the temple. And when he completed gathering all those materials for the temple, he had these words to say. He said this, quote, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all these things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." Now that's a great principle in giving, is recognizing that really everything that we're giving to God, God has given to us first. And that's something that David did. And when he acknowledged that, he was so grateful. He was so thankful for the giving that had been done, for the opportunities to serve that he had, and for the great work that they were going to do. Paul wrote that giving was actually the proof of our love. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 24, he said, quote, "Wherefore show you to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf." When we give, we put our money where our mouth is. Because if we say with our mouth we love God, our giving shows us how much we do love God. And so do we give in a way that says thank you to God? Do we give in a way that says, God, I love you? Do we give in a way that says, God, we're so grateful for everything you've done for us? Let us participate in the work you have given us to. The principle of gratitude. But then finally, there is the principle of generosity. And this is that we should first give of ourselves. We need to dedicate our lives to Christ. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26, Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Just how much is our soul worth? Well, Jesus says it's worth more than all the world. But he's really the only one who knows how to be responsible with it. Because all we like sheep have gone astray, the prophet says. We've turned everyone to our own way. And it's because of Jesus that we have the opportunity to set things right. We need to dedicate our lives to Christ. And in doing that, we will first give of ourselves. In 2 Corinthians 8, in verses 1 through 5, Paul writes these words to the church regarding the churches of Macedonia. He says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you knowledge of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality." Now what's he saying here? He's saying that even though they were very poor, that their joyfulness and their wanting to help in the work, even though they were poor, abounded unto this most liberal attitude in giving. And we want to be liberal in our giving. "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints." So Paul knew that they were poor. He knew they couldn't give a lot. And he really didn't even want to take their money because they were so poor. But they insisted that he take their gift, that they participate in this good work that he was doing. And they prayed Paul with much entreaty that he would receive that gift of theirs. Now he credits this to their attitude, because listen to what he says next. "And they did this, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." You see, they give beyond what Paul and the others hoped they would give. And they did that because they gave themselves to God first. The principle of generosity. You see, the principle of generosity says we should dedicate ourselves to Christ. And we should recognize that everything we do is to be done for Christ. "For whatsoever you do, whether it be in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him." Colossians 3 and verse 17. "Wherefore, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Psalm 100 and verse 3. And so all of our lives are rolled up unto God. And we should give having that in mind. In this way, when we give, we are really giving what God has already given us and what God already owns. And really, our attitude toward the possessions of this life, the things of this life that we have, should be simply this, that we are just stewards of these things. You see, I don't really own all the things that are in my house. I don't really own the money that I have in the bank. I don't even own this suit that I have on with me. It all belongs to God, and I'm just a steward. I'm just a servant. And will I be the steward that God wants me to be? Will I be the servant that God wants me to be? And take the things that He has given me and use them as He has intended for me to use them so as to bring about His glorification within my life. You see, if we hold back from God, we're not holding anything back from Him due to His lack, but are really holding back on glorifying Him. Notice the psalmist's words in Psalm 50 and verses 10 through 12. God says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry," God says, "I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof." Now notice the conclusion of this psalm in verses 22 and 23. "Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his life aright will I show the salvation of God." We need to offer that praise as we give. We need to order our life as we give. David acknowledged this same principle when he was storing up the offerings for the temple. In 1 Chronicles 29 and verses 10 through 16, we read, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, O God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee, for we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name comes of your hand, and is all thine own." You see, it's all God's to begin with. And when we give, we need to acknowledge that. We need to be generous in our giving. Give God your whole life, and you will naturally give Him out of your pocketbook as well. Well, I hope this morning that as we've studied these principles of giving, that we can understand how to give as God wants us to give. What kind of attitude that we need to have in giving. Because if we give our hearts to God, then nothing else is really going to get in the way. We need to understand how to give, and certainly we must give. We've looked at three principles that help us to understand that giving. There is the principle of grace, that God graciously gives to all of His creation. There is the principle of gratitude, and that we should give from a thankful heart. And finally, there's the principle of generosity, that giving comes from an attitude of generosity. And will we open our hearts and give ourselves to God so that we may then give to His good work? How has your giving been? And that's a question for each one of us to examine within our own life. I can tell you that we have a lot of good work to do here at the New Boston Church of Christ, and that we could use some more money to help us do this work. We have this last part of the year that's remaining, and this is the year when we all have things that we need to do for our family and friends, and I understand that. But could we open our hearts a little bit? Could we open our wallets a little bit and give a little bit more so as to help the work along here and to give us a good start in January of 2016? We appreciate all the good giving that everyone does, and we're thankful for everyone who does give. God loves each one of us, and He's going to continue to give to us. Can we love God in return and give as He has prospered us? Do you need the prayers of the church? Do you need to become a Christian this morning? We can help you with those needs. Whatever your need may be, won't you come now while we stand and sing?